CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
Stocks drifted lower in a listless start to the week, failing to build on Friday's strong index bounce, but also holding on to most of its gains. The S&P 500 index alternated modest losses with mild gains Monday before finishing down 0.4%, weighed down by a few huge NASDAQ stocks. On Friday, the index jumped 2.4% after briefly approaching a 20% total loss from the S&P's peak in early January. Apple slipped 1% on the day after popping more than 4% from Thursday's low, while Tesla shed 6% after reports of potential delays in production at its Shanghai electric vehicle plant. The bull-bear debate largely hinges on whether a U.S. recession lies ahead in coming months and whether the stock market has already priced in a good deal of this recession risk. The leading indicators of recession are not clearly flashing red just yet. But with the Federal Reserve resolving to target inflation at the expense of growth, the worry is understandable, as are the calls that stocks appear primed for a bit more of a bounce as investors await clarity on how the real economy will unfold. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.